Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Monday, May 15th. It's going to be another cool and clear and beautiful and sunny day. This part of the show is brought to you by Indeed.com. Johnny Depp is coming back as Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. No lies either. Opening in theaters. It's a long title. It's opening in theaters Friday, May 26th, but you can see it this coming Monday, a week from tonight, at the AMC Mercado 20 in Santa Clara. We'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of reserved seats at the advanced screening. If you want to go see the new Pirates of the Caribbean, call now, 800-400-3697. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
So here's the word of the day. 415 has texted in. Hooman is so vituperative.
Ooh,
yeah,
that
that's
mean?
The word of the day.
Hold on. Ask Sarah if she knows. She
that's
knows everything.
What I'm doing. Would you zip it for 1 second?
I don't. Oh, wow. I would say that that's probably uncooperative and recalcitrant.
Whoa, you have to use recalcitrant?
Like stubborn.
Bitter and abusive.
Oh. Vituperative.
Spell it for me. I'm looking
at V-I-T-U-P-E-R-A-T-I-V-E.
A-T-I-V-E.
The word I will never remember.
Right.
Vituperative.
No one would.
Or use, right?
There you go.
Let's try and use it today. Why? Stop being so vituperative. Why not? I mean, it's good to learn a new word. I enjoy that.
We need one of those calendars that, you know, the
word
of the day.
The word
I
of the day.
Those.
The tarot. Cool. My screensaver does that sometimes. Oh. It like varies between all these different things. Uh-huh. And once in a while, there's like a word on there. I'm like, oh, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
A word. Let's see what it is.
But you always know what it is.
No,
right?
It has a definition on it. It'll say, like, you know, the word is.
All right.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the radio listener's special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go anywhere traveler pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com.
Mm.
So SNL, they've been running. I think there's one more that's going to run 8:30 our time, and I'm not sure if they're going to continue to do this. But I think it's great. It's nice to be able to catch it, and it's 8:30 at night. And you go, oh, we could watch SNL right now.
That's how I've caught it.
Yeah. Oh, right. You've caught it.
I haven't seen that show in years, and I caught it this weekend, and actually that. Whatever that is. Not Alexa. What is it? The Echo bit?
The Echo, yes.
The Echo bit was great.
Yeah.
And Haim. I couldn't get over the bass players' faces. Yeah, just weird.
Just so funny.
People wrote in about that, but I'll read those later.
Yeah, okay. So the thing you're talking about is the, I think it's called the girl's name, Silver? Is that what, or Gold?
It is Silver.
So basically, it's so funny because they're
the
saying,
elderly are, you know, for the, they've teamed up with AARP.
Right. The old people couldn't remember the name of the Echo, the Amazon Echo. So it'll respond to almost any name and they scroll the list down, you know, anything that sounds remotely like the thing's name, which we try not to say
it
on the air.
It was a cute bit. I don't know if you can
cute.
Find
we
it
did.
Online,
we
but
found,
it's really
and
funny.
Actually, a lot of it is, you know, so it's just elderly people interacting with their unit. And it's actually designed to, instead of being like the black thing with the little, it's a tube still, but it has like, you remember when you used to have a TV and it had speakers built into the sides of it and it had like a gold grill work over the front of it? So that's at the bottom and the thing's wooden.
At the top.
Me and your dad
just watched it.
Oh, a super old-fashioned looking thing. So go ahead and roll a little of this.
Anyway,
it's very cute.
Let's hook that up because it is. It's people. If you didn't see it, you've got to go spend 5 minutes at work.
It's really
today.
Cute.
The other funny one that they did, and they did it. They had clearly pre-shot the whole middle section of this. The Melissa McCarthy Sean Spicer stuff has just been hilarious this whole season, and she did it she hosted the show actually, so she, you know, was on all the bits, but she of course brought Sean Spicer back. And at one point, the reporters have suggested that Donald Trump has lied to him, to Sean Spicer. And he just says, oh, I got to go find him. And so he takes the podium. He's running down the street. It's just the funniest. He's like in traffic on like a main street in New York City, just riding through. And then they ended with this weird thing where, you know, he and Donald Trump have a relationship none of us know about. But it's very funny. And we hooked that up at RadioAlice.com.
Correct.
All right. So you can check that out. I don't see next week's lineup, but I think it's the, I want to say it's the season finale, and it's another one that's going to air at 8:30 our time. I don't have it right in front of me, though. We were talking last week, or possibly the week before, about these spinoffs that are being written for Game of Thrones. George R.R. Martin, he has a blog, and so people who are dying to know everything about, so Hooman, you got to subscribe to this.
Yes.
Everything Game of Thrones. He wrote yesterday, we had four scripts in developments when I arrived in LA last week, but by the time I left, we had five. I do think it's very unlikely we'll be getting four or five series, at least not immediately. What we do have here is an order for four, now five, pilot scripts. How many pilots will be filmed and how many series might come out of that remains to be seen. And then he jokes, because he's hilarious, if we do get five series on the air, I might have to change my name to Dick Direwolf.
What does that mean?
The Direwolf is the sigil of House Stark.
The one.
He'll be, he's going to change his name to one of, he's going to be a Stark guy, I guess. I don't know.
I don't get it. I'm sure it was
I'm sure it's, right, the geeks know what that means. And
what does that mean?
Just what I said. I meet you out bad, cast me outside.
It means what I thought. And guessed at last week, though. You're never getting another book out of that guy. That's not happening.
No, I mean, really, for every word that he writes on his blog, I get more annoyed that he's not writing a word for the sixth book. So, Joey Kramer is the drummer for Aerosmith. And those guys have been at it for 1,000 years. And I just, this randomly hit my desk this morning. It's real estate, so I was, okay, let's have a look at this.
Well, and you love Aerosmith and you love real estate.
Sure, I love them both. And, you know, I didn't think I liked Texas all that much until I started watching that Fixer Upper show, and I was like, well, look at that.
And you love Chip and Joe.
I do, well, and I love her style. I think she's great, and it's, they, you know, I love the price of the real estate out there because it's, you know, free compared to the... to the Bay Area. It's like, oh my God, did they just buy 5 acres and a rundown house for $45,000? Yikes. So he had a house there in Texas. And it's right outside Austin, actually. So, you know, they say Austin's a very hip town.
Do you think people are making trips out to Waco because these...
Definitely. We have actually said we should road trip across the country and stop by Waco and see what that's all
Chip
about.
Chip and JoJo's
and go to
place.
They have this place called Magnolia. Their farm is called Magnolia Farms, but she's got like a design and she has things you can go in there and buy. And
a design what? Like store?
Like a store. And she does custom design stuff and, you know, it definitely...
And it's promoted on the TV show that they do. Like
that her company is Magnolia. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, then they bought these silos, these old, like, I don't know, grain elevator looking things, and they turned them into office buildings. And so those are their Waco
office park
landmark, and they turned them into their Magnolia. They moved the location of her store, and yeah, it's really neat.
So you're going to do that?
Someday, for sure.
Road trip through Waco to see Chip and JoJo's Magnolia store.
I've only ever been, I've driven through Texas before, but
flat.
But actually there are parts of it. Like I thought San Antonio was really pretty. There were some rolling hills there. And Austin I had been to for South by Southwest. And I thought, oh, this seems just like a regular city. It didn't feel like Texas. But my sister and brother-in-law lived in Fort Worth, which is just like an ocean of houses that look exactly the same. That each get a postage stamp yard. And
my parents lived in Dallas, which is right there.
Right, exactly. They're twin cities. And I just really didn't love the vibe there. And then you see this stuff in Waco and the neighboring towns because they'll do stuff. And I thought, oh, that looks amazing. Anyway, Joey Kramer from Aerosmith, he's got a house outside Austin. And it just makes me a little sad because you know that if this house was in, say, Los Gatos, it'd be a $25 million house.
Oh, like, and what is it going for in?
2.25.
In
Austin? It's just 15 minutes outside. It's situated in the Cimarron Hills Golf Club Course and Country Club community. It has a main house, a carriage house for guests. It's about, the main house is about 7,000 square feet, 5 bedrooms, oversized spa-like bath, and then a 1-bedroom guest house. It's a 3-acre lot, 3 acres, giant house.
How big is that?
A 7,000 square foot
house. How many acres do you have?
I have about a quarter of an acre. Yeah.
A quarter of an acre?
Yes.
And you're... lot is huge.
Yeah, it's big. It's a nice big yard.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So, and his is 7, you said?
3.
Oh, 3.
3 full acres. And it's, you know, so it's a nicely landscaped lot. 3 acres is an insanely large, like, house if you don't have a farm. So, you know, any more than that, and you're like, let's plant some stuff.
Right.
They've got a, you know, resort-like swimming pool, a golf cart bay, so you can keep your golf cart there to get around. And so
Joey Kramer, a Boston, or he's a Boston guy, right?
He is. I don't know why Texas, but, and actually he's selling it. So, you know, maybe he's not into it anymore. And Nolan Ryan lives there.
He doesn't need the money.
No.
Nolan Ryan's a longtime Texas guy.
Yeah. I guess he lives right in the same neighborhood. So you'd be neighbors with him if you buy this place. Here's a shot of the front of it. It looks like the best house you ever saw.
Oh, it's see trees.
Yeah, see the Spanish style
roof. Oh, that's a really nice car out front. What is that?
I don't know. It looks like a Lamborghini or something.
Dang.
Hey, SNL, it is The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Katy Perry.
Oh.
What I'm not seeing is if it's going to be in primetime.
Right.
Big episode, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Billy Joel, I guess he's been doing shows at Dodger Stadium. Or actually, it says recent gigs, so I don't know how long the stand is.
At Dodger Stadium?
Yeah. He did a show there this Saturday.
I know he did a stand in New York. Remember,
he
was just doing shows there.
Wasn't it at Madison Square Garden or something?
Thought it was... So I don't know. It's somewhere
but
there,
But he did.
Though.
Like, yeah. He said, I'm just going to do 5 shows every 3 months right here. So anyway, he brings a lot of guests on stage with him, and if you were at Saturday's show... And you're a Guns N' Roses fan. You were psyched to see Axl Rose. He came out on stage and did Big Shot and AC/DC's Highway to Hell. Ow!
Is that
ow.
Axl?
That's Axl singing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great.
No.
And actually, Billy Joel has apparently been doing Highway to Hell for a few years, but he brings out his roadie chainsaw to sing it. And so he had Axl do it, and Axl sung it when he was the lead singer of AC/DC when they toured last year. So here's, maybe that'll sound a little...
Right!
That's much better for him.
Yeah, much better. He was not the only guest star that night. Oh. Yeah, he's just standing there. I was fully expecting him to
be doing
the one-legged hop.
I know it's been a while, and I said it at the time, but... I saw GNR when they came through here, and they were really good. That doesn't sound great, but they were really good.
You're psyched if you see that. You go to a Billy Joel show, and you get all these guests. Pink was also there that night. And she did New York State of Mind with Billy Joel. Unfortunately, this is all cell phone video, so it's...
Oh, that's pretty good.
She's amazing. She also did her own song, Try. So you can... You know, you Google that and it'll pop right
You're
up.
In L.A. I'm sure there's plenty of celebrities who want to come out.
Sure. I don't know if he's doing multiple days there. It sounds like it's part of a tour, though. Johnny Depp's been in the news a lot in the last few days. In fact, we just gave away tickets to his new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And it looks like, I think you'll be interested in this, because I remember when John McAfee kind of went off the deep end. After he sold it, and then he moved down... south, like to the Caribbean, right? Belize. Where's that exactly?
He was in trouble because his neighbor died. And they
when in Belize, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. Whatever ended up happening
with
him?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out in the movie where Johnny Depp plays him.
Oh.
So
it's near Honduras and Nicaragua.
Oh, all right. So just Central America?
But I feel like he escaped from there... They wanted to talk to him.
He was on the one or something.
They wanted to talk to him, and he escaped and said he was being set up. Isn't that the way it was? And we were getting weird video releases from him.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I'm being set up. It's not me.
I believe him.
But I want to say I saw them do it on 2020 or something like that, where they
like one of those
showed
magazines.
The neighbors, and he had one of those classic neighbor scuffles going.
Johnny Depp is going to play John McAfee, creator of the world's first antivirus software. They call it a dark comedy, King of the Jungle, is what it's going to be called. What did he sell it for, Vinny? It was like, you know, many, many millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
He was set for life, and then he took off and headed south, and
everything went a little fuzzy. Well, it seemed like he did the right thing, go hit the beach, but then...
It looks like he's residing in Tennessee now.
Oh, he's in Tennessee.
Most recently, he got a DUI in 2015.
Oh, for crying out loud, really?
Get a driver, buddy. Anyway, that's Johnny Depp's latest project. Taylor Swift, you know, they say that she's super interactive, especially with her super fans. Like, if you're the leader of her fan club, like, you get some access, and that she sends certain people and some random fans Christmas presents and birthday presents and things that she has supposedly picked out herself, but with handwritten notes, not just, you know, love Taylor, but like a full on how you doing, thank you so much for all your support, blah blah blah.
Man, that's like, she was a country star, mm-hmm. and they're like that. Country stars seem to provide a lot of access.
Well, and it seems like the more that you can, I don't know, I mean, I guess you can't reach out and personally touch every single fan if you're Taylor Swift, but the more that you do and the more that people post on social media, the more sort of connected to the people you seem. I mean, those people are never going away. That person is now your number one fan forever, and everyone in their social circle is like, oh my God, I might get that someday. A young lady named Ashley Silvers just graduated from the University of Central Florida. She sent Taylor an invite to her party. Taylor could not make it, but she sent flowers and a card with a handwritten message. She said, I'm so proud of you, your hard work and dedication, your excitement and ambition. I'm very lucky that a girl like you cares about me. Sending you my love and hugs and to your family. And then she doodled. She doodled some pictures in there and obviously signed her name. That had to be a, you know, I just think that that's really sweet.
Well, so maybe we'll see Swiftywood soon.
Like Dollywood.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Well, she Why has not? Her own channel.
There's all these
Taylor
articles
Swift channel.
On Tiger Beat talking about how Taylor Swift is keeping a low profile. She's kind of disappeared.
Yeah, lately you don't
People
hear
don't
too much.
Know why mm-hmm. she's...
Well, I've been hearing she's making a record.
Yeah, that is what we've heard. Drake went to the prom.
Drake.
Yeah. He stoked out some fans, though, too. So I thought
Did
I'd
he?
Throw him in with
All
this.
All right, let's hear it.
He took his little cousin. I guess this is like a second cousin. It's her name is Jala, J-A-L-A-A-H. Drake's father is Jala's grandmother's brother. Wow. So he's, I guess these are, sounds like second cousins once removed.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're somehow related. So he clearly knows this little girl. And he escorted his little cousin and her date into the prom. And he, you know, chaperoned them in. They call Drake the chaperone of the prom. I guess this was this past weekend in Memphis. He spoiled them. He flew in on Saturday. He ordered them a white Rolls Royce to drive them to the prom and paid for their custom matching outfits.
Gold, gleamy, glittery.
Yes. She looks amazing.
Yeah, really cute.
Then he crashed the dance at Fairleigh High School. And he did not perform, just hung out. And then he threw a party at the Hard Rock for about 400 of her suddenly super close friends. So everybody had to be psyched. I'm sorry, Brennan Hooman. You probably are really, you know, jealous over that story.
Yeah, super.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll come to your
just bummed my day out. Thanks,
prom
Sarah.
Sunday. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Sunday night sucks for everyone.
Oh, my God, does it ever.
The new California driver's license and a bad batch of gas station nacho cheese makes people sick. Big surprise. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer at 9 o'clock. And throughout the day today, we have more tickets for Bottle Rock. This is for the Friday show. Sold out Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival presented by Jam Sellers. And we'll have wristbands for you to join Jane in the Jam Pad Club Room for a live broadcast. Surprise guests. Tell you at 9 o'clock who the surprise guest is coming okay. by. And that's when you can get the tickets as well. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We'll begin real quick with a text from 415, a comment from your celebrity trash. Sarah, Dick Wolf is the producer of Law & Order and has made a ridiculous amount of shows. That's what George R.R. Martin...
Dire Wolf. I get it.
...meant... Dick Wolf, the Law and Order franchises.
All the smarties got it.
It missed me, and I'm a huge fan of Law and Order.
Yeah. Well, now that I hear Dick Wolf, I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy.
Right.
I really just glommed onto the Dire Wolf part and went, I don't know, he's a dick for not putting out the books, and, you know, and he's also a Dire Wolf.
Yeah. The Warriors won yesterday, everyone. After being way down... Came back to get the win. Game two is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at home.
All right.
The worldwide ransomware cyber attack has spread to thousands more computers as people show up.
Yeah, what is this? What is going on here?
They're calling it WannaCry. It's a ransomware attack where hackers lock down a computer and threaten to delete all its data unless you pay them. They say this has affected... more than 200,000 victims in 150 countries. Unfortunately, it's a Windows thing. I guess these ransomware hackers took advantage of a flaw in Microsoft Windows operating system. Microsoft issued a patch on March 14th, but many computers hadn't run the update.
Mm.
So people jumped on it. So
boy, these hackers. It's
and
a wave
they're
of the
talking
future.
About hospitals.
Mm-hmm. People were turned away. Ambulance.
Schools,
yeah.
Businesses. This is a big disruption for daily life as many computers run Windows. And so, you know.
Watch out.
We all deal with that. Whether the IT department runs a patch or we don't know.
No. Yeah, if the computer breaks, I'm helpless.
Right.
I mean, there's no... right.
Well, and even he's not necessarily the IT department.
Right.
So he's not up on, should we do this or...
Brad!
Right.
John!
Yeah.
I was thinking of John Scherer, but also yeah, I would yell for John at my house for sure.
Talk!
Talk.
This is just a quick one. Okay. California could spend $220 million to upgrade driver's licenses. Apparently, our driver's license have fallen behind the federal standard.
Really?
Yep. Really. So I guess there was a deadline looming. California was planning to spend this money to bring the driver's license and state ID cards up to federal standards, as by 2020, you won't be able to travel for air travel without the updated federal driver's
license
card.
I've heard that there's a couple of states where this is going down.
It's big in California. It's a huge problem because, one, we have so many licensed drivers.
Yeah.
And they're saying here the new cards, which are going to carry special markings, will be available in California as of the new year. But people must apply for them in person at the DMV. Which, if you don't remember... it can take a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they say, judging by the experience of other states, about 20 million people could apply right away.
When can you apply, did you say?
January 2nd of
2018.
Applicants must provide more documentation than currently needed, including a birth certificate and other proof of birth, or other proof of birth, and more proof that they are legal California residents and have a Social Security number. They plan to hire more workers over the next 6 years, and there's going to be a campaign you'll be seeing as obviously.
That's funny. This is the first I'm hearing of this, and I had heard that there were a bunch of states that are about to fall into the you can't travel anywhere. I mean, you would have to bring your passport, I guess, if you had one of those. So, not everyone has one.
I don't want to go to the DMV.
No.
Ever.
No one ever wants to go there.
But being a list checker, too, I'll probably be one of the first people in line just to get it over with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yikes.
Yep.
Sunday night is the worst night of the week for everybody. Yeah. As we often start our show on Monday mornings bitching about how none of us sleep. Those of you just joining us, you don't know that.
Yeah, we're wide awake now, but we start off like, oh, who slept last night?
This is awful.
One again.
Three times as many people sleep badly on Sundays than on other days.
Well, the weekend just screws with your schedule.
Late Friday and Saturday bedtimes and indulgent weekend lie-ins mm-hmm. are to blame. They also blame the alcohol and the dread of the work week ahead. Affects your sleep as well.
Yeah. Sunday feels like a lost day to me sometimes. I'm just trying to get my ass together to hopefully fall asleep and start the week up again.
Well, you also throw your schedule.
I do.
You go insane.
Actually, I'm only winning if I stay up all the way until the time I would normally wake up.
Really?
Then I'm like, oh man, I totally won this weekend. And then
stay up till 4 a.m.?
Then I'm like, oh my God, I won.
When does that happen?
Not that often anymore. I'm older now.
Damn, I couldn't do that.
But I try. Well, I come home on Fridays and I take a nap. I immediately get back in bed and sleep for a couple hours.
And you can get to sleep even though you've been pounding coffee all morning.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Good
no
for
problem.
You. Yeah. Really?
I like it. You stay up all night.
You're a good partner. I know that that's something that all of us have partners where they have to deal with whatever our bedtime is.
Yeah.
I definitely, on a Friday night, will be like, I could go to bed at 9. And there's my lady going, come on, man!
It's the one night we get to hang out together.
What are you doing? I don't know. I got up at 3.
Well, you know, we play cards a lot, and so I just, you know, it's, which is a very low-key activity, and if I haven't gotten a nap in, my eye, you know how it is when your eyes kind of start to burn, and you're just yawning, and you just feel like you're just a downer at the party. I just hate being that person. I want to have a couple drinks and have some fun, and so I take a nap, and then I'm screwed for the whole weekend.
5 people have been hospitalized in serious condition with botulism in Sacramento, California. And it's because it looks like they ate the nachos at the gas station.
Is it the cheese? The cheese was that they
drizzled
on it?
The nacho cheese at the station.
Had been sitting there too long breeding bacteria, huh?
There were only 161 cases of botulism in 2014, which are the most recent CDC statistics. So 5 cases concentrated in one area counts as a pretty big outbreak.
Yeah.
They say here, if you don't know the nuances of botulism, it's a serious illness caused by a nerve toxin that can cause trouble breathing, blurry vision, and if it's not treated, death.
Doesn't sound good.
Anybody eat nachos from the gas station? Anybody?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have
I'll eat a hot dog.
You have too?
And 7-Eleven.
If I'm starving, but I would never get the nachos. I don't like the nachos before. I don't like that drippy cheese.
With jalapenos on it.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm talking about, you
see. Come on, you guys.
What's up, Arco?
And they have chili sometimes too, right? You put the chili on top.
Oh, I'll just have a hot dog.
Don't you, at least, don't you have to be in
starving?
The bag, wasted?
No,
late.
Not at all.
What?
I could do that right now.
Yeah.
No problem. Except
I could
after
do that on
story.
My way.
You know they
today.
Have other things there. You could buy a bag of Cheetos or something. Like I don't
you
know.
Could,
I just
but
wouldn't.
It's not
I just
warm.
Wouldn't get the nachos.
Well,
warm, oh, you want the
crunchy
warm.
And little, you know,
spicy.
Jalapenos? Yeah,
yeah
with
it's
that.
Really good.
Delicious.
So good.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't resist a hot dog, but that I would never go for the nacho.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact.
Over 10% of marriages around the world are between first and second cousins.
What? 10% of
Over
marriages?
Over 10% of marriages around the world are between first or second cousins.
Where are these concentrations at? Isn't that, it's not even legal here, is it?
It is legal in some states here, sure.
First cousins?
Yeah.
That seems a little too close. You're going to have some kids with some problems.
Yeah. The heart wants what it wants.
I told you about the five states where bestiality, what it's called, zoophilia was legal last year.
Zoophilia.
So 19 like states, it's allowed in the U.S.
First cousins can marry.
Yeah, 19.
Is Massachusetts one of them? Tucker and I should have never left.
Well, it's... I don't see Massachusetts.
Oh, good for you.
Thank goodness.
I see Michigan, Minnesota, and Missouri. Hmm.
Really?
Got to be Cal Hampshire, though, right? Those
and
guys.
Montana.
I would think southern states, but that's because I've got a prejudice, I guess.
Only five artists have ever had three number one albums in the same year. Only five
three number
artists.
Ones in the same year. That's a Elvis. Lot of records to put out in 1 year.
Elvis. How about Michael Jackson?
Hold on. Is he one of them?
Elvis is one. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Right. You got the first one.
Maybe the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Not Michael
Jackson. Michael Jackson.
No, Mariah not Michael Carey? Jackson. Not Mariah Carey.
How about Rihanna?
Not Rihanna.
How about Jay-Z?
Not Jay-Z.
How about Beyonce?
Are they all old-timey? A little older?
The Kingston Trio?
Oh, funny. What's their
who
song,
even
Dad?
Is that?
Then my dad had Kingston Trio records.
MTA?
I don't even know that.
I don't know that song.
Never heard of them.
Charlie on the MTA? Is that like a dude who takes the subway to work?
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Is this them? Oh, my
oh,
God.
He got it.
That is so... Are they
give
like bluegrassy? What is that?
They're Boston people?
Oh, I do know the song. Oh, we never return. I've heard that song before.
Not me.
Funny.
Only five artists have ever had three number one albums in the same year. Elvis Presley, The Beatles, The Kingston Trio, The Monkees.
Oh, my God. Funny.
And the cast of Glee.
Oh, well, they had a, boy, they were just a hit machine for a while there. And then they stopped having any story, and they just went from song to song. I'm like, okay. I actually loved that show.
Oh, you wanted the stories?
The first couple seasons of Glee were great.
I'm shocked.
I even watched that.
Yeah, Glee was excellent.
Nobody watched that.
And then it turned into, that's not true, it was a hit show. And then it just turned into literally they'd walk down the hallway to the next class and start singing again. It was just like, okay, so you just want more hits. Because they were just, I think, aren't they right up there for most number one hits on iTunes or whatever. I mean, that was where all the money from that show came from, was the cast recordings of Glee.
Hey, Gentry, we heard the saga of your efforts to get a new boat and how you'll have to get a new kitchen in order to do that. How goes your boat shopping?
The boat shopping is on hold.
So the new kitchen stopped the new boat.
How come you don't want a new kitchen?
We're not getting a new kitchen.
Okay. Well, we're also not getting a boat. So.
Oh.
That's too bad.
We've still got enough toys.
Yeah, you have plenty of toys. It's true. It's nice. You're having a nice retirement. I'm happy for you.
When you go there, do you jet ski and stuff?
I don't. I'll go on the boat with my dad. I'm not a huge water person. I'll go on the boat if we're going to go slow and stuff, but...
If we're gonna go slow,
I just don't. I don't like.
Like that's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
We're not gonna.
I don't want to. You're not gonna go real fast, are you?
You won't open that up.
No.
Okay.
I don't want that.
That's too.
I just like to, you know, a little cruise. I actually like to go through just the canals. He lives on this place where, it's like Foster City, you know, where you can every street is surrounded by water,
yeah,
and you
cool.
just cruise right down those. It's all like that, and I'll just do that and look at the people's houses, and you know, you can have a cocktail, not worried about spilling it or anything. And then they get going, and it's just like, ugh. Too many waves. Ugh.
Okay. You're on the water, but all right.
Oh,
our text number is 800-400-3697. A million people wrote in about the Dick Wolf joke.
Oh, that it's Dick, not his joke was Dick Direwolf. And I didn't pick up on Dick Wolf, the producer of Still on Order.
Law and Order series. They had right. Criminal Intent, SVU, the original, and then I think now he's got the Chicago series. Mm-hmm.
Is he all those Chicago ones, too?
I think so, yeah.
Boy, that guy. So George R. R. Martin, who wrote all the Game of Thrones books.
Dick Wolf also franchised the show internationally. So there's Law & Order Russia, Law & Order England.
Wow.
Funny.
How do you like that?
Law & Order Russia.
And all he's got to do probably is go, these scripts are written. Just translate them and send them over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
510 says, Magnolia Market is cool.
Oh, they've been.
Michael's meets Restoration Hardware. The bakery is super tasty.
Oh.
Took a side trip there when I visited Austin in February.
Yeah, I would definitely go to Waco if I was in the area, for sure. And if we drive across country again, I will make sure that we go through.
To see Magnolia.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break and come back with the rest of your texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.